folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 29 November 2019, and I am sitting in today for Melody. Melody took a few days off, and she certainly had deserved it. So you're stuck with me for the next hour, if you don't mind. Of course, Melody's, I hope, having a great time with her holiday. I know I had a wonderful Thanksgiving yesterday. I hope you all did, too. Spent time with family. Of course, way too much good food. But it was a wonderful day of Thanksgiving, and that's my special holiday of the year. I don't do Christmas and Easter and all that. I do Thanksgiving because it honestly is the only Christian holiday this nation observes. But I love it because I've been a blessed man for a long time. And nonetheless, welcome to Financial Survival. It's good to have you with us today. And as always, you know, Melody is here with us normally, but I'm trying just to do something today to fill in for her while she takes some time off. I hope you don't mind. We're going to start out sharing some market reports with you. And I'll probably take some phone calls if you want to call in after a while and share your thoughts. I love doing that. But if you do that, keep in mind, please keep in mind, when this program airs tonight, it will be recorded. Do not try to call in tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern because it will be a recorded broadcast. Do not try to call in tonight. It'll be recorded broadcast. But we'll take phone calls in a little bit. Let's start off, though, with precious metals. Gold went today to 1470.40, down 16 cents. And believe it or not, silver was up 9 cents to $17. Now, folks, don't panic when you see these things fluctuating a little bit. This is natural. It is natural, and it's just a matter of time they break through a record or some kind of level where they're not going back up like this again. Believe me, it's going to happen. So now's a good time to buy, or the prices are somewhat down. The Dow was up today, 112.59 at 28,051.41. The NASDAQ was up 39.70 at 86.65.47. The S&P was up 12.65 at 31.40.98. And oil was down 31 cents at 58.14. Of course, the market's closed at noon today, so what's going to happen between now and Monday, I don't know, but we'll see. But gold, as I said, is still holding fairly steady. You know, it was below 1,500 for a while, and it's come back down under that, but it's not going through the floor. And I don't think it will again. And silver the same. But I keep saying this over and over and over and over again. Gold and silver can never go to nothing. Paper always does. But I want to share with you something here that I think is interesting. I know this was proposed in West Virginia a few years ago. I don't think I made any headway, but South Carolina has a legal tender act that would treat gold and silver as money. Now, let me make you a point here. Gold and silver is money. Constitutionally, that's all that's supposed to be used in this country for money is gold and silver. Read it in your Constitution, folks, Article 1, Section 8, that gold can only be, only gold and silver can be tendered as real money in the United States by any state. The states cannot make anything but gold and silver legal money. Of course, the Constitution has been almost eradicated, and you know that to be true, too. If it were not so, the states would stand on the 10th Amendment until the feds take a hike. But unfortunately, every state, just like most U.S. citizens, now suck off the federal sugar tit, and so they don't want to be cut off, so they behave themselves. Now, that's just the way it is. Don't have to like it. I'm telling the truth. Representative Stuart Jones filed House Bill 4678 on November 20th. Under the proposed law, gold and silver coins minted foreign or domestic shall be legal tender in the state of South Carolina under the laws of this state. Now, let me repeat that. Gold and silver coins minted. Now, notice that. They didn't say printed. They print paper. They mint metals. Minted, whether it be foreign or domestic, shall be legal tender in the state of South Carolina under the laws of this state. No person or other entity may compel another person or other entity to tender or accept gold or silver coin unless agreed upon by the parties. Practically speaking, this will allow South Carolina residents to use gold or silver coins to pay taxes and other debts owed to the state. In effect, it will put gold and silver on the same footing as Federal Reserve notes. And that is excellent, except Federal Reserve's goods can never be on the same footing as gold and silver. But it will make people understand that it is real money. It may be starting to turn the tide back to what is lawful money. The phrase, unless agreed upon by the parties, has important legal ramifications. This wording reaffirms the court's ability and constitutional responsibility, according to Article 1, Section 10, to require specific performance when enforcing such contracts. If voluntary parties agree to be paid or to pay in gold and silver coin, South Carolina courts cannot substitute any other thing, e.g. Federal Reserve notes, as payment. South Carolina could become the fourth state to recognize gold and silver as legal tender. Utah led the way, reestablishing constitutional money in 2011. Wyoming and Oklahoma have since joined. The effect has been most dramatic in Utah, where United Precious Metals Association was established under the passage of the Utah Specie Legal Tender Act and the elimination of all taxes on gold and silver. Now pay attention, folks. The elimination of all taxes on gold and silver. They tax Federal Reserve notes. They tax your income because it is not lawful money. Do you understand what I just told you? Elimination of all taxes on gold and silver. UPMA offers accounts denominated in U.S. Mint and gold and silver dollars. The company also recently released a Utah Goldback. You hear that? I love that. The Utah Goldback. The UPMA describes it as the first local voluntary currency to make made of expendable, beautiful, physical gold. That is wonderful news. That truly is wonderful news. And folks, I don't know what's going to go from here. I have no idea. But four states have stepped up the plate and said, we're going to recognize real money. And it won't be taxable. Now, just let that sink in your mind a second, what I just told you. How much have we lost as a people, as a nation, since we have accepted ignorantly unlawful monies? We call it money. It's a currency. It's not real money. How much have we lost in value by inflation, and how much more by taxation that gold and silver doesn't face? If that doesn't make you stop and think a bit, I don't know what will. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to real money and the Fed and state say, hey, this is real money. We can't tax that. But we'll see. That's all I can say. Well, if you want to call anytime, you can. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now I'm going to share with you the richest counties in the United States. Actually, it says 200, but I didn't bring up 200 counties. It's brought up about the top 8 or 9 here of counties in the states, in this country. And it said personal income ranges from $61,500 to $250,000 in the top 200 counties. Now, folks, that's average income. For example, in Teton County, Wyoming, where Jackson Hole is, the average income is $251,728. That's not too bad, is it? Not too bad at all. In Summit County, Utah, let's see, I want to try getting older here. Okay, number one was Teton County, Wyoming. Number two is New York County, New York, where the average income in New York County, New York is $193,940. Not too shabby, I don't think. I mean, that's a pretty good income for average, wouldn't you say? And the third highest is Pitkin County, Colorado, $149,207 average income in that county. Now, this kind of surprised me. Bristol Bay Borough, Alaska. $143,575 average income. You know, these are phenomenal numbers. I do believe these are unbelievable. I would have never guessed to be that much. In number five, Marlin County in California, 134,275. Number 6, Summit County, Utah, 131,606. Number 7, San Francisco, 130,696. Number 8, Shackelford County, Texas, 130,461. Now, folks, these are big numbers to me. Number 9, San Mateo County, California, 126,392. And at the bottom of the top 10, poor people, Midland County, Texas, $124,455 average income. Now, you can say what you want to say about that. None of those too shabby at all. So that means, of course, not everybody averages that much, but average out to that much per capita, per person. So that's not too bad at all. I think that's quite a phenomenal number to achieve today, and I mean that. But again, I'm really excited about the fact that South Carolina and three of the states are moving back to lawful money. That, to me, is a huge step in the right direction. Our number, if you want to call in, is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And what is some more good news? At least it's partway good news. This should never be in the first place. But see, U.S. abortions, which I call murders, U.S. murder rates hit record low since Roe v. Wade. Murder rates in the U.S. have fallen steadily since 1981. In 2016, now this talk not about abortion, but it's murder. It's just plain murder. In 2016, they reached an historic record low since 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. That year, 623,471 medical and surgical murders were performed, a 2% decline from the previous year, the CDC reported Wednesday. Experts say the decline is likely driven by adoption of longer acting birth control. Adoption, I guess I meant or. This is murder rates continue to fall in the U.S., decreasing by nearly a quarter in less than a decade, new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data reveal. In 2016, a total of 626,471 abortions were performed in the U.S., declined 2% from the previous year. The report authors dubbed the number, rate, and ratio of abortions or murders to live birth rates historic lows. So, folks, that is good news. That is good news. Thank God for the babies that aren't being slaughtered. But we're still slaughtering way, way too many. One is too many. And especially since they made it legal for a mother to kill her child. You can figure it out. You say, what's that do with economics? I'll share that with you in just a minute. Some more on that. It means, my friends, that about 100 million youngins are not moving into the tax rolls to pay for my generation's retirement. I am of the generation, I guess, you know, the 50s and 60s, actually 40s and 50s, and I guess early 60s, the baby boom generation. And we have already slaughtered 100 million taxpayers. That's saying kind of cold, but it's the way it is. So that certainly affects retirement for people that my age are getting older every day. Oh, yeah, it does. We'll get to more of that in just a minute. European central banks are slowly preparing for Plan B. Guess what that is? Gold. Gold. Instead of discouraging people from buying gold or convincing them that gold is an irrelevant asset, many of these central banks are increasingly honest about the true properties of this monetary metal, stating that gold is an ultimate store of value, that it preserves its purchasing power through time, and is a global means of payment. Such statements, combined with actions that will be discussed below, reveal that more and more central banks are preparing for Plan B. The Bundesbank Bank, the German central bank, published a book last year named Germany's Gold. In the introduction, written by the president of the Bundesbank, Bundesbank, Jens Widmann, said the view of this book leaves no room for interpretation. I won't read it all, folks, but it says gold is the only safe way to be. Now, I didn't write this. I had nothing to do with this. It said the gold is the only sure way to preserve purchasing power, the ultimate store of value. Now, either they're lying or they're telling you the truth, and maybe we should think about this. If banks understand how important this is, how much more should you and I, as common individuals who are perhaps making it, maybe doing okay, but noticing inflation eats more alive every day? I don't know if that bothers y'all or not, but it does me. And it certainly bothers my children and my children's children. So gold is the only safe value, the only sure store of value. Gold and silver, precious metals, will not go away, folks. They will always be worth something. And now the states are starting to legalize and make them legal tender again, non-taxable legal tender. Don't you think it could pick up and move pretty quickly? I don't know what we're going to be here another 6 months or another 60 years before everything falls apart. I don't know. I won't be here that long. You may be. But I don't know what the future holds. Only my Father in heaven does. I can look at current events and say that we're in dire straits and anything can happen any time. But my God in heaven is still in control of the time clock. I just work here, so to speak. So I don't panic. I trust him to do what has to be done. And may his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Poland repatriates 100 tons of gold in symbol of strength. Now let me repeat that. Poland repatriates 100 tons of gold in symbol of strength. The gold symbolizes the strength of the country. I can't remember pronounce this guy's name. Glapiski told reporters, gold symbolizes the strength of the country, not fiat currencies, not bonds, nothing but gold. He knew that the countries could generate multi-million-dollar profits if it sold its gold reserves, although there are no plans to do so. Kopinski said the Polish Central Bank will continue to bring its precious metal home if the reserve situation is favorable. Poland has been aggressively increasing its gold reserves. The National Bank of Poland added 100 tons of the yellow metal to its hoard through the first half of 2019. In the statements announcing the plans earlier this year, Kopinski said he was proud of the moves. We managed to increase our strategic reserves of gold and take steps to repatriate a large part of the Polish gold into this country. By implementing our constitutional, statutory, and simply patriotic commitment, we not only build the economic strength of the Polish state, but also create reserves that will safeguard its financial security. This is a global trend, but also the expectation of Polish society. Wow! Did you hear? I just share with you, folks. It's coming about. If you're not already purchasing gold and silver as best you can, prepare for the future, you're going to be left so far behind in the near future when everything collapses. So far behind, you'll never get caught up. Back at the break, if you want to call, you can. 844-769-2944.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back. And I bet most folks are hearing this broadcast tonight after it's been recorded. I know a lot of you still probably with family and enjoying yourself and good for you, or maybe you're working today. But nonetheless, this is recorded. So tonight at 8 o'clock when it plays again, don't try to call because nobody will be there to answer the phone. If you don't call now, you can, though. Like I said, 844-769-2944. Remember, let's talk about the abortion rate being down, which is good news. But now, I told you that cut out about 100 million taxpayers that would shore up the retirement funds to a lot of people. Well, on top of that, not enough babies are being born to replace the U.S. population as birth rate plunges to 30-year low. You know, that seems cold tie to economics, but it is economics. It is cold. It's murder, and it's a lack of family concern and the desire to have a family. That's what it boils down to. It's forgetting God's word to multiply, and that means not that didn't say just for a certain amount of time. It meant for all of us to do that. But it's amazing to me that this has happened, and the fact that no one's paying attention to it. And the country's already so top-heavy financially. Shocking statistics reveal that not enough babies are being born to replace the U.S. population as birth rates plunge 30-year low. The report revealed that the fertility rate dropped to its record low last year, and there were 2% fewer births. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention showed the findings of the 2018 study on Wednesday. There were 3,791,712 registered births in the U.S., a figure lower than the amount of babies needed to replenish the population. The total fertility rate, which is the amount of offspring a hypothetical woman will have in her lifetime, has also dropped. For 2018, that figure stood at 29.5 births per 1,000 women aged 15 to 44, which marked 4 years where the rate had decreased. In order to keep the current population stable, we need to be 2,100 births per 1,000 women based on that metric. This means that each woman in the U.S. would need to have at least 2 children, if not more. And folks, that's just to hold it steady. We have murdered 100 million, maybe more. And we're not reproducing, not bringing enough back in population to make up for the death rate. I don't need to explain to you that is a sign of a dying society, do I? Surely I don't. Surely you understand the fact that a nation that doesn't replenish its people can't go on forever. And maybe that's why we'll get to some more of this immigration information in just a little bit. But maybe that's why the people that want to destroy this country, people that want to destroy this country, are so gung-ho about bringing in more immigrants. They want to wipe out the American culture and bring in foreign cultures. Now, I don't know what all the reasons would be except to cause chaos. And out of chaos comes control. You know, it's amazing to me that TV, clear back in the 70s, pointed towards today's society. You remember an old show called Get Smart? Maxwell Smart. Remember him? And his sidekick, Agent 99, real pretty, tall brunette. Remember that show? Do you remember what the bad guy's name was? Remember what the group they called, the bad guy group, what they called him? Remember it's called Chaos. Do you remember that? And who were the good guys? order. Oh, my folks. Right in our faces even then, I had no idea. No idea. I just had a funny show. Right in their faces, they were saying chaos, and we'll bring order. That's the New World Order motto out of Chaos Order. And it's right in their faces back in the 1970s. That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And very few catch that or caught that. I didn't. And one of the last Star Trek shows I remember seeing on TV was a man merging with a computer. They called it the next evolution of man. You do know now that they're working on that idea, literally, to merge men with computer chips and make neurons. Computer chips that are actually living entities inside people. Y'all know that, right? I have a U.S. Army paper from back in the late 1990s. Talked about melting brain cells with chips. Oh, yeah. They talk about it in the shows. I don't know if they know what they're doing or not. I have no idea. But I think it's kind of strange that they come up with all these ideas on TV shows, movies, and then they do it. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Now, I know a lot of people up there today, it's Black Friday. Oh, I bet a lot of people are having fun. Well, Black Friday panic. Stores slice prices by up to 80%. To win over shoppers who have grown suspicious of huge bargains. Stores are slicing prices. I just read that. Tomorrow is the biggest sales push of the year for TVs, tablets, smartphones, smart speakers, and household appliances, but the best deals are expected to be on fashions. A mild autumn means stores are sitting on a mountain of woolens, coats, and boots, which are desperate to ship. Retailers are under pressure to show the savings claim are genuine after warnings from consumer groups that tech deals are often not what they seem. Wow. And experts say this could be the first Black Friday not to lead to an increase in sales. Interesting. Black Friday. Now, I know they've started earlier with what we'll call Black Fridays already this year. Doing their best to get people out in the marketplaces to buy, buy, and buy. Of course, we know a lot of us online now. Seriously, it's online. We know that. And I know people who literally love Black Friday as far as can't wait to get these deals. I personally would not go to the store on Black Friday at all if I could have prevented it. And again, as I don't celebrate Christmas the way it is today, I'm just not interested in doing that. Now, let me tell you what I'm talking about here. Now pay attention. Black Friday chaos sweeps the world with fights, stampedes, and gun scares at shopping center. Now, isn't that a great way to celebrate Jesus' birthday, which, by the way, December 25th is nowhere near Jesus' birthday. He's actually born in September. But nonetheless, that's a good way to celebrate the birthday, isn't it? Knife fights, gun scares. The Black Friday sales have been chaos breakout around the world with fights, stampede, and gun scare at the shops in U.S., Brazil, and South America. See, it's not just here. It's all over the world. Security guards were filmed fighting to stem the flow of people as shoppers jostled to grab the best deals. A brawl was seen breaking out amid Black Friday sales in Pennsylvania. Shoppers scrambled for cut-price TVs, televisions on Black Friday in Sao Paulo, Brazil. A woman was pictured being stretchered out of a shop in Uganda after passing out in a crowd. In Pennsylvania, bystanders were pictured scattering as a fight broke out in front of a branch of clothing store Forever 21. The scuffle initially appears to involve two young men, but as they fall to the ground, others become involved. Some joined the melee, pushing and punching the two men, while others appear to be trying to break the fight up. A man can be heard angrily shouting at another behind the camera, "Yo, kill me, baby, what's going on?" A security guard also appears to be trying to stop others from becoming involved. In the background is a window sign reading, "Black Friday, 30% off." In Fremont, California, there were reports of a gun scare that after someone shouted the word, "Shooter!" in a branch of retail giant Target. One person tweeted that I had to sprint out with my mom out of the emergency exit, while others warned others to stay clear of the area after the incident, which proved to be a false alarm. I would definitely say that was done to get the people out of there so the people, the ones that shouted, have more space to shop. Now, folks, if this is something that glorifies God in heaven, I'd like to know how that works. All it does is show the greed, apathy, indifference, and lack of love in society. I'm not saying everybody's that way. Obviously not. That's not true. But when it gets to the point that they're literally fighting and people are leaving on stretchers and somebody hollering gun or whatever to scare people out of the stores, that's a bit much. Would you agree? Would you agree to save a dollar, people willing to actually get in a fight to save $50 on TV set? I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something here. I don't know what it'd be, because I for one cannot see the idea behind this. I know the stores want to make money. They have to make a profit. I realize that. And of course, to make that, sometimes they play on the greed of people and they'll cut the prices so low on one item, raise them on others. On a loss leader to get people in the stores, and those loss leaders cause fights. My goodness. That's kind of a sad situation. It truly is. Again, the phone line's open. I mean, nobody's calling on. That's okay. I mean, you probably aren't to me listening late because everybody's out and listening today because they're out shopping or whatever. But 844-769-2944. A bunch more will be listening late probably, but don't try to call in tonight because this will be, I keep saying this, it's a recorded program rebroadcast tonight. Bloomberg, our newest candidate for U.S. president. Oh my, Michael Bloomberg. Probably one of the most corrupt politicians this country has ever produced. Look what he did to New York. Anyway, he says we need more immigrants. Now, I just told you that we're not populating enough people in this country, reproducing enough people that are not having. We're not even making our own losses up as Americans. We're losing ground with population. But Bloomberg wants more immigrants. Presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg said Tuesday that the United States needs an awful lot more immigrants rather than less. If they come in the way they're supposed to and come in to work and produce, hallelujah, let them in. But when they come across the borders, and this year about 1.5 million come across the borders illegally under Trump's watch, I said under Trump's watch, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to move on. Trump could build the wall upon executive order. I would assume he knows that. It's his duty as president to protect the United States people. If he wanted to build a wall, it would have been done already. Take that to the bank and do what you want to with it. Trump is a fraud in many ways. I know it's make a lot of people mad to say that. No, I am not Democrat. I'm not Republican. I'm independent. And I will never vote for lesser evils again. I've seen what that can do in my lifetime. But anyway, on his second day campaigning for the Democratic nomination, the former New York City mayor contrasted his views on immigration with President Donald Trump's restrictive policies and laid out a vision of a multicultural society enriched by immigrants. Now, folks, please understand this. There is truly no such thing as a multicultural society that lasts. Clashing cultures will cause wars, will cause strife, will cause chaos. Of course, they want chaos, so they can bring order. Multicultural is an oxymoron in the fact that a nation can survive under that. He said we need immigrants to take all the different kinds of jobs that this country needs, improve our culture, our cuisine, our religion, our dialogue, and certainly improve our economy, the billionaire told reporters at a Mexican restaurant in Phoenix. Oh, I know that as a pastor, I have to say this, folks. I have to say it. We were founded, and I can prove this. Anybody listen to my broadcast at 8 o'clock at night, Monday through Wednesday, on 6115 shortwave, and then rebroadcast on 3215, 11 o'clock Eastern, well, hear me say this many times. We were founded as a Christian nation. was founded by Caucasian Europeans, and they were Christians. The Puritans and Pilgrims founded this country. And their first covenants, or if you want to call them constitutions for the colonies, you had to be a professed Christian to run for office. The legislature of those colonies did not meet to pass new laws on the people for taxation or anything else. They just meant to make sure that the laws of God were being upheld in the colonies. The nation grew, prospered, and grew into the greatest nation on the face of the earth for a while. Christianity was the foundation, as the founder said, as the Supreme Court justices said more than once in the 1700s, that Christianity was the foundation of this country. The culture of this country is Christian as a whole. The only thing that would turn this country around is if we would turn back to Christ. The only thing. Nothing else. No president. No group of men. No conservative Supreme Court. Nothing but repentance before God Almighty and come back to the nation as it once was, would give us any hope for our children's future. Nothing else would ever do that. Now, we're talking about Trump, and I'm going to share this with you. Trump is the first president to use the Patriot Act to detain a man forever. Never in 18 years has the government used Section 412 of the Patriot Act, which permits indefinite detention of residents, aliens, or national security grounds until now. For the 18-year lifespan of the war on terrorism, an obscure provision of the Patriot Act permitting the indefinite detention of U.S. non-citizens has gone unused. But to keep a Palestinian man behind bars even after he finished serving sentence, the Trump administration has fired this bureaucratic Chekhov's gun. Edmund Amin Hassan, now in late 50s, has spent nearly the entire war on terrorism in cages. First picked up an immigration violation in June 2002, ended up standing trial alongside the once-suspected dirty bomber Jose Padilla. But Hassan was never accused of any act or plot of violence. His crime was cutting checks to extremist-tied Muslim charities operating in places like Kosovo and Chechnya that Congress outlawed after the 9/11 attacks. Hassan wrote all but one of those checks before 9/11. He didn't even write those checks, but one check. And he is in prison, still being held after he served his sentence, yet he committed no crime. He wrote one check after 9/11. And this man, and President Trump, the so-called conservative that's going to turn this country around, is holding a man in prison for a lifetime. Isn't that amazingly sad? I got the break. 844-769-2944.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, folks, we are back. And then this is Pastor Butch Paul. I'm filling from LD today on the 29th day of November 2019. She's enjoying some time off, and she certainly earned it. You need to call Melody. Now, I just read you several articles. Four states are going to make gold and silver legal tender, which will not be taxed. Countries like Poland and European banks are saying gold's the only sure store of wealth. And Melody's trying to show you how you can afford to buy a little bit of gold and silver, any amount you can afford. She's willing to show you that. You have to call her, though, at 800-375-4188. You know, I know most of y'all don't know me from Adam, and that's okay. I'm nothing special, believe me. I'm just an old guy that's got a receding hairline, and right now I've got a mostly gray beard, but my pretty half-life's been growing beard in the wintertime, so I did. I don't like them. They're itchy, but I got one. I'm 71 years old. I live in a holler in West Virginia. I've been here almost all my life, except when I was in the military. So, I'm nobody special. I'm not. But I would never lie to you. Not intentionally. I would never steer you wrong intentionally. Am I only a man make mistakes? Of course I'm only a man make mistakes. But know that when I tell you that trying to store up some real wealth and for the future is just common sense. It's biblical. It is just the way things have been done for years by people that understand the future. I grew up in a home where my dad worked hard. I mean, my dad worked hard. Hard. Mostly in coal mines. Trying to pay the bills and take care of his family. We always raised a big garden. We had chickens. We did. We had hogs. My grandpa had a cow or two, and we'd always have fresh milk, whatever. So we did okay. But my dad worked hard to try to feed us. And every year, my mom would can everything she could find. We'd go out and pick wild strawberries along the highway before they started spraying the highways. They were wild strawberries. They had the best flavor in the world. A tame strawberry can never touch a wild strawberry flavor. And they're about 20 times the size, but they're not near as good eating. We'd pick blackberries. Whatever we had to do, my mom would make preserves. And unless you had a fresh homemade biscuit, we call them cat head biscuits, with fresh churned butter and strawberry jam, homemade, on that biscuit, you don't know what you're missing. Especially if you had a couple of fresh eggs with it in the morning. You have no idea what you're missing. That's how I grew up. Yeah, I'm just sharing with you. This may not have anything to do with finances necessarily, but I'm just telling you how we were. My mom and dad knew enough to stock up on potatoes, keep those out of the garden, canned corn, peas, beans, whatever. We eat on it all winter. So if things get a little tight, a little slow, we walk down into our root cellar, we pull out a jar of beans and a few potatoes, and we'd have supper. Mom and dad went to the store about once every 2 weeks. They didn't buy much in the way of what we called a normal thing. We had our own vegetables. They bought salt, flour, sugar, things that you don't make yourself normally. The rest of it we already had. And I just know, folks, that our God give us the idea. He even told us in the scriptures to go to the ant, you sluggard. That means you lazy individual. See how they store up for the winter. This is what Melody's trying to show you how to do. How to store up for the winter. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I'm telling you, folks, hard times are coming in this country. They're already here. Maybe you and I haven't experienced them yet. No, we really haven't. We've all had maybe hard times paying some bills once in a while. But we always had something to eat and a place to sleep. Right now, my wife is taking some of the beef we raise here and making a nice vegetable beef soup. And I know, you say, well, what are you telling me that for? because I'm blessed. That's why I love Thanksgiving. Every day for me is a day of Thanksgiving to my Father. He's good to me. Now let's move on. That's my reminisce for the day. Hope it didn't bore you too bad. You know, we keep hearing about global warming, how things are getting hotter and hotter. Well, I don't know about where you are, but we set some record heat this summer and some record cold this fall. And San Francisco breaks a record cold on Thanksgiving Day. They broke the record cold on Thanksgiving Day. 48 degrees. It was a record cold for, that doesn't sound cold to all of us, but cold in San Francisco, believe me. So if global warming is for real, and it's taking over the world, why are there record colds everywhere from north to south? What is it? Folks, it is not global warming. Yes, the climate is changing, but climate has always changed. Understand, the climate always is changing. Back in the 70s, they were expecting an ice age. The temperature dropped 0.something% over 20 years. It's went up 0.something% over the last 20 years. So now it's global warming. The ice caps are melting. Polar bears are drowning. That is all a lie. That is a lie. The polar ice caps are actually expanding. And polar bears don't drown too easy, folks. They can swim for hours and miles. But nonetheless, we buy this because they want us to believe their rhetoric that the planet is being destroyed because of man's carbon footprint and the cows passing gas. That's how absurd we become as a people in the world, actually. We are like sheep. Now, no wonder Christ compared to the sheep. I don't know if you ever took care of sheep, but sheep are hard to work with. You can't drive them. You got to try to lead them in somewhere. They're dumber than rocks. They'll lay down on the back facing downhill and can't get up and lay there and die. They get tangled up in bramble bushes and briars and can't get out. Sheep are just not real intelligent. They're beautiful animals and they're pretty timid. But they're not very smart. That's why he compares us to sheep. Now, move on. Judge rules in favor of Washington man who had guns seized over satirical Joker meme. A King County judge ruled in favor of 23-year-old Charles Donnelly and ordered the state to give him his firearms back after they were seized under the red flag laws in early October because he made edgy jokes on the internet. As it is to be expected, the media is now furious that this mimster's out-of-context jokes were not enough to have him disarmed for life. From the independent man who said, "I will not shoot any woman any time for any reason," has confiscated guns returned by judge. A man who had his guns anyway. "I want you to know that your President Trump is the reason we have red flag laws." He said that in a speech I saw with my own eyes, heard with my own ears, that we should take the guns first and go to court later. He said that. And since he said that, Stacey jumped on that and said, "Man, that's a good idea. Let's take the guns and make the people have to hire a lawyer they can't afford and fight us in court for 3 or 4 years in order to get the guns back." They knew people couldn't afford that. Folks, let's face it, we fund their own demise. They take the tax money that we supposedly pay to them, we pay them either every way possible, and they take away our ability to defend ourselves on nothing, based on nothing, and yet we as a people, a lot of people think it's okay. I didn't say everybody did, probably the masses do not, but a lot of people do. And President Trump's big mouth, I said President Trump's big mouth got this all started. Once in a while, he should engage his brain before his mouth gets in gear. I'll tell you that right now. But let's move on. Now, if they can outlaw all the guns, as they have in London, for example, that would bring peace to a city, wouldn't it? I mean, surely, if all the guns are taken away from everybody, if you get them out of the bad guy's hands, it's impossible. But if we could, disarm the people of all the guns, well, crime would go to nothing. How would people kill each other? What would they use for an assault weapon? Well, how about in London? London Bridge attack. Terrorist in fake suicide vest shot dead by cops after 12 were injured. This man took an assault knife. Oh, yeah. He had an assault weapon. Now, if he had a knife, he could probably take a crowbar or a baseball bat. Anything can be used for us as an assault weapon. But we don't know that. People wish it done. We think that it's only ARs and AKs are assault weapons. Deliver a knife or a baseball bat. Police have shot dead a terrorist wearing a fake suicide vest, folks, after he injured at least 12 people on the London Bridge. The suspect can be seen in the fake suicide belt and 12 people were hurt. It says the terrorist suspect can be seen lying on the London Bridge after being chased by witnesses armed with sticks and a fire extinguisher before he was shot by police. Some bystanders, great people, picked up their assault weapons, sticks and a fire extinguisher, took him down, and the cops finally shot him. Whether that bothers y'all or not, I don't know. People have every right to defend themselves. Every right to defend themselves. Every duty, I should say. Not right, but duty. I don't want to get into a sermon, folks, but the Bible teaches that a man, or a woman, but I'm talking about the man's head of the home now, not only have a right to defend their families, they have a duty to defend their families. The Bible tells us that if a man will not provide for his own, he's denied the faith and worse than infidel. That word provide means not only to feed and shelter, but to provide protection. So these people took sticks and a fire extinguisher to him and beat him into the cops coming and got him. He'd already injured 12 people. No guns. Only an assault weapon called a knife. No guns. Doesn't it make sense to outlaw guns in America? Sure it does. Just take them all away. That way nobody will ever get hurt again. Oh, folks, the insanity of this. And this is not... I'm sure some people believe that guns are the bad part. I'm sure they believe that. But the ones who truly want to take them away know better than that. It's not the guns. It's disarming people so they can control the people. When the mark of the beast finally comes in, and folks, it's close. If people don't want to take it, how are you going to make people take it without a fight unless they disarm them first? Think, Christians, think. Christ told disciples, Luke 22:36, to arm themselves. I'm a disciple of Christ and I do stay armed outside my home. I'm armed in the house, but I'm armed outside my home all the time. I'm not ashamed of that. That's the way it is. As I try to protect my family financially, working with people like Melody and buying some gold and silver and trying to do what I can and protecting the future and paying bills off, as I try to do that and buy storeable food and a water filter, as I try to do that, I also think about defending my family and protecting what we worked hard to have. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Doesn't it make common sense to you that we should do that? One last article before we run out of time here. Transgenderism and the Olympics. Biological men, self-identifying women, are poised to make a clean sweep of the Women's Olympics, triggering a very public debate on the third rail subject. That firestorm pitting pro-women feminists against extreme pro-gender progressives, That firestorm pitting pro-women feminists against extreme pro-transgender progressives will begin July 24th, just as the presidential sweepstakes moves into the sprint to the finish line. The International Olympic Committee, the IOC, recently admitted that they couldn't come up with fair guidelines governing how and when transgender women can compete as women. Now, folks, I got to make this comment. There's no such thing as a transgender woman. They are men that dress like women. They're not women. I don't care what they think they are. They can cut off everything they have. They'll still be men. Their DNA will prove that. You cannot change a man's DNA. Anyway, they have trouble coming up with fair guidelines governing how and when transgender women can compete as women against biological women. Currently, the IOC says self-identified women can compete so long as their testosterone level remains below 10 nanomoles per liter for 12 months. Typically, men of between 7.7 and 29.4 of nanomoles of testosterone. Women have between 0.12 and 1.77. Under those IOC guidelines, hormonally restricted men can still maintain nearly 500% testosterone advantage over women. Folks, this is insane. This is insane. This is sickening and insane and putrid, filthy, pus-filled sin. A nation that forgets God is turned into hell, folks. And most, and every empire or nation that prospered, the first sins they started falling into were sexual sins. Started out as adultery, fornication, went from there into sexual perversion, and as you're seeing right here, beyond that. America is being judged. America is going to be judged. Repentance is the key. And I'm trying to tell you this as a pastor, as a friend, and I hope you can send me a friend, that you need to store something for the future for yourself, because as the nation deteriorates, folks, finances will go with it. A chaotic nation cannot stay in control of anything, including finances, for long. Call Melody at 800-375-4188 and see what she thinks you can do with your limited monies. I am so thankful I did that years ago with Bob Chapman and Melody Seastrom. I am. 800-375-4188. And I say again tonight, if you're listening to this program, it is pre-recorded. Don't try to call in and talk to me then, because I won't be here. It's pre-recorded. I hope you have Mommy sit in for Melody today. I'm not Melody. I can't do her job, but she does. Hope you have Mommy join you today, though, folks. I will see you next Tuesday on Melody's program, and Monday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern on my broadcast. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.